Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yerushalmi Moed Katan Daf Tesvav. The 15th daf here in Maseches Moed Katan, we're up to the Mishnah on Yudal and Mabez, regarding Avelus and Chag and Yantit. The last point, just to mention one other source, that we mentioned sometimes when this comes up. The Gemara sounds like yesterday sounded like the halacha was that there's tefillin and chalamoid. It sounds like it says that somebody lost their tefillin and they went to a sofer and chalamoid to be able to write and to get him a pair of tefillin, right? Is that, and sounds like it's talking about for chag. So like for chag. It doesn't sound like it's, the contrast is lahaniach. Lahaniach is for later and the opposite is to use now and even for others. And that was the day of Rav, that is a chilek. So it sounds like that way. But again, that's what Tosfos discusses here. And then another Gemara, just to mention one other Gemara where this issue was brought up. I think last time we mentioned a few weeks ago, we mentioned the Gemara in Arachin on Daf Yud, which Reb Chaim, where Moshe Soloveitchik thought, that was a raya because the Gemara seems to say that Chol HaMoed is ikdish ba'asiyas malacha, one of the requirements for Hallel, it has to have an Isser malacha, and that's why, every day of Sukkot we say Ful Hallel, and where it says we don't say Ful Hallel on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, because it does not have a separate karban. But wait a second, the Gemara has another factor about Isser Malacha. So that's the Gemara doesn't say that Chol HaMoed is a problem of that, so it must be that Chol HaMoed inherently is Ikdash. It has the sanctity of Isser Malacha, Mimela, but just with some heterim, as we discussed in the first couple of Prakim of the Parak. So the Reb Moshe Soloveitchik thought that was a Raya Machrachas, that it was ikdash, and therefore there's no tefillin. But there are other gemaras as well. So there's a gemara in Sukkah, Daf Menvav, in the Bavli, where the gemara talks about making a bracha before one does many mitzvos. Before one does many mitzvos. The gemara says, Hayu lefanav mitzvos harbe. If somebody has many mitzvos in front of them to do, what do you say? So Omer, the Tanakhama says, Baruch asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu ala mitzvos. You're able to make one bracha on numerous mitzvahs if you have mitzvahs harbi in front of you to do. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Mevarach al kol achas v'achas b'fnei atzma. You make a bracha, each mitzvah gets its own bracha. Omer of Zer v'Tamer of Chanina bar Papa. Hilchasak Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that every mitzvah gets its own bracha. V'amar Rabbi Chiyah v'Tamer of Chanina bar Papa. My taima, Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that? Dechsev, Baruch Hashem yom yom. Bless Hashem each day. You only give a bracha to Hashem by day and not by night. What does that mean? Yom yom. Ella balomar lecha b'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein berchosav. Every day give him me'ein berchosav. What is me'ein berchosav? Rashi. Shel Shabbos me'ein shel Shabbos. Shel chol me'ein shel chol. Shel yantif me'ein shel yantif ha me'ora. Right? So it means that every day gets its own focus, every mitzvah gets its own focus. So, achanami, b'chol darav darav darav, tein lo mein b'chosa. Right? To specify, and don't, jumble them together. So that's that. What are the examples of mitzvahs harbe? So Rashi quotes mitzvahs harbe, lito lulav, leshev basuka, lahaniach tfilin, lehis atef batzitzis. So, do you put all of those together? Like at one time you have all those four mitzvahs to do? Because if that's true, then this is a raya. The Aruch Lener says, then this is a raya that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because it says, lulav sukkah, tefillin tzitzis. Or do you put a big comma in the middle of the two? Right? What does it mean? It means the two that usually go together, lulav and sukkah, comma, that's one option. Or tefillin and tzitzis is another option. If I'm about to put tassis tefillin on in the morning, according to the Tanakhama, I should just make one bracha, ala mitzvahs, right? While the Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that says, no, each and every one gets its own bracha. So that's another. So there are a few gemaras here and there that might give off the impression of tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and the Achronim wonder and discuss exactly how to understand it. Remember the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah have the machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch says not only does not wear tefillin, but it is usher to wear tefillin. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and Hilchos Tefillin and Siman Lamed Aleph based on the Zohar. B'Shabbes v'Yantif usher lahaniach tefillin. Also on Yatfilin, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says on Shabbos and Yantif. B'reishehim atzmam os, v'medicham osam os, b'hem os acher, yezil zul os alahem. Shabbos and Yantif don't get tefillin because they themselves are an os, and if you put the os of tefillin on, so then you're being mezalzel on the os of Shabbos. B'chol ha-moed, gamkein, also on Yatfilin, the Shulchan Aruch says, me'atam azeh ba'atzmo. On the same reason, she'imei chol ha-moed, gam heim os. They're also os. Says the where's the source? You're looking at the Baragola. Shuvas Arashba b'shem Hatosfas Haharivid v'Shuvas Ma'arik v'Rashbi v'Rashbi b'Medrash Hane'elam b'Shir Hashirim. So that's one of the sources that the Baragola quotes. V'Sever Itim b'shem Gon. And the Rama quotes v'Yish Omrim Shchalamoid Chayev B'Tfilin v'Chenogin B'Chol Galilos Elu L'Hanicham B'Moid U'Lavarich Aleihem Eloshein Mavarchan Aleihem B'Kol Rama V'Zakneses K'Moshar Yemos Hashana. So what is that pshara about, making the bracha, making it quietly? So that's the, a good question. Good question. Exactly. What does that mean? You're supposed to make the bracha, you're not supposed to make the bracha. So that's the, what the Ramah's pshara is. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Taz and others. The Taz says better to put it on without a bracha, because the bracha is not ma'akev, some of the bracha is lahakel. The Gruah says we pass them like the Shulchan Aruch, so for sure not. Okay. Maybe you should make a t'nai when you make the bracha. So that's the, little discussion of, Tilin HaChalamoed, but that's what comes out of yesterday's daf. Okay. Hakover es meso mishnah. Hakover es meso shloshes yamim kodem regel. If somebody buries their dead 3 days before the regel, meaning that's another way of saying of having shiva. If somebody has at least 3 days of shiva before Yantif, so then Yantif comes and breaks Shiva. Balim Menagzira Shiva. Yantif breaks Shiva. We don't pass in this way, as we'll see, that we pass in that any minute of Shiva before Yantif, that Shiva is knocked out. But according to the Mishnah says, if I have at least three days before, so then there's no more Shiva. It's considered Shiva is done, and then there is no more Shiva. Shmona Siyamim Kodem Regel, if I had at least 8 days, meaning not only did Shiva finish, but I even had Shloshim. I had some of the Shloshim start before Shiva. Then, Balamenegzir, Shloshim. Then Shloshim is knocked out. Then Shloshim is knocked out. Certain Nihugim of Shloshim is knocked out. As we'll see. B'Bnei Sha'amru, because after all, we hold Shabbos Olav Einam Hafsekas. Shabbos counts as a day of Shiva. There's always a Shabbos in Shiva. Einam Hafsekas, that it does not stop the Avelus. Regalim mafsikim meinim olim. Regalim a regal stops it and does not count as a day of avelus. The carbon eida hakover es beso shemes lo meis kodem a regal v'noag avelus kodem a regal gimel yamim balamen exir shiva avalog zir shloshim. Right, if it was only shiva, if you're in the middle of shiva, then shloshim is not stopped. Umon alach a regal shloshim yom im gimel yamim shekvar over kodem a regal, and after shiva, after the yantif, it continues. After the Yantif, it continues. But Shmoni Yamin, once you started Shloshim, so then it mitzvavatel the rest, as we will talk about. Good. Says the Gemara, Gzeiras Shiva. What does Gzeiras Shiva mean? Sandal v'safan. What does that mean? Different pshatim given. So someday sandal means like ne'ilas sandal. One can't wear leather shoes. V'safan, what's safan? So some say safan means some type of covering the face, which was done. Ituf was done in the days of old. They wore a cloak over their face when they were Avelim. That's one way. Others say, if you look at the Karban Eida, it doesn't sound supposed to say Sandal. It's supposed to say Sandas or Sanras, different deus. But all of these seven letters are Rashi Tevis for everything that Avel is not allowed to do. You look at the Karban Eida, Vehein Simani Halachas, Sha'avel Aser Ben Kol Shiva, Vehein Sicha, smearing Ne'ilas HaSandal, Rechitza, Washi Tashma Shamita, Sapar, haircut, Kibbutz laundry, Torah. So, near release. That's his abbreviation, right? The, Pnei Moshe has, as a Safar, right? Sicha, Puria, right? Puria is a bed, also Tashav, Ita, Rechitza, and there's different, suggestions exactly what is the Rashi Tevis. Rav Chaim Kanievsky also has his, suggestion. But either way, this is all the halachas of Shiva, what they're not allowed to do. Gzeira Shloshim, what does Shloshim include? Ichui. Ichui is sewing together the rip that one is not allowed to sew it together. Again, Shloshim is adding on. Everything that's Usher and Shloshim is Usher and Shiva too. This is just what's also continues to be Usher and Shloshim. Ichui, sewing together the, mending together the rip of Kriya, Gihutz, some type of ironing and smoothing out clothing, Vitiglachas, and haircut, that is also Usher, for Shloshim. Ezeo Gihutz, what exactly is Gihutz? Klit Semer Miguhatzim Chadashim. Klit Semer, woolen clothing that applies to new, smoothed out iron. Klit Pishtan Miguhatzim Levanim. Klit Pishtan is only the white. Only the white, type of clothing does Gihutz affect it. The idea of the Safan, if you say Safan is Kisui Panim, some type of a cover, which again was not included in some of the other Rashi Tevas, but that's not something that we do today. Right? The Ramah quotes in Yoredeya, in Hilchas Avelus, that's not what we do today. If you look in Shin Pei Vav is one sif about Atifas HaRosh Ba'avel, right? All of those simanim in Yoredeya have a different one set of halachas per simon. Shin Pei Zayin is Kfiyas Amita, Shin Pei Ches is Tfilin, Shin Pei Tes is laundry, so it's Shin Pei Vav. Avel Chayev Atifas HaRosh. An Avel does Atifas HaRosh, says the Shulchan Aruch, Dahainu Sheyechase Rosho Batalis, O Besudar, he covers his head with a garment or a handkerchief, Yaxar Ksasa or a scarf, Vyasar Ksasa Alpiv Al Rosh HaChotim. And one pulls it down on the mouth, on the nose, Vahani Mili Shetar Chativa Bechol Yom, Avu Shebal HaMenachem Imetzlo Megala Rosh HaChotim. That's only when nobody's there. Right, if he's alone. But when other Menachemim come, then he should roof so they could see him. They could see him and talk to him. V'yesh Omrim says the Ramah, She'eino agim v'medinos eilu batifa. Nowadays we don't do atifa. V'chein ha'minag ha'pashut v'ein lahachmir l'shanas v'mashal l'nagu avoseinu. And don't be machmir. Right, this is an example of mechzi kiyuhara. And therefore one shouldn't do this because nobody's done it in the centuries. Therefore, it's not for us to do, right? It's not that. The Shach and the Taz discuss this also. Why shouldn't you do it? Shach, mipnei shemevi lidei schok gadol mina ovdei galchavim va'avad mushvachos shebeinenu. Uminyo yesh linog batifa ksas, maybe do a little bit. Hayno limshoch hakova lamata b'lefneho enayim, maybe just wear some type of head covering, wear a hat, v'chein mashba a little hood, v'chein mashba b'yitz chadash, but not to cover one's whole face. So that's the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Pei Vav. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rev Chelbo, Rev Chuda B'Shem Rav, Chal Yom Shmini Shalolias B'Shabbos. What happens if the eighth day, right? It says in the Mishnah that day eight, if day eight falls before Yantif, then Shloshim is over. And if Shloshim is over, you're allowed to get a haircut on Erev Yantif because it's Kilu Shloshim is over. So Rav says, Ach bigger Chiddush. If the eighth day, Erev Yantif, is Shabbos, so then you can't get a haircut on Erev Yantif because it's Shabbos, so then Megaleach Erev Shabbos, you can bump it up one day, right? You could even get a haircut on Erev Shabbos, which is day seven. Again, if day eight, Shloshim, day eight of Avelus is Erev Yantif, which is Shabbos, so then you'll have to bump it up and get a haircut even on Erev Shabbos. It says the Gemara, first of all, how is that possible? Heich Efshar. How is it possible to have day eight of Avelus on Shabbos? If day eight is on Shabbos, that means the Avelus started the previous Shabbos, right? Like Bris Mila, whenever a baby is born on Tuesday, then the Bris Mila is the following Tuesday. So if the Avelus day eight is Shabbos, that means the Avelus started last Shabbos. You didn't do Kfur on Shabbos, right? So how did the Avelus start on Shabbos? How do you have Stimas HaGolel, Rashi says, the book Kabbalah Eda says, on Shabbos? So Gemara has three possibilities. How could Avelus, day eight, be on Shabbos if that means the Avelus started the previous Shabbos? Number one, Tif Tashi Garato Chaya V'Nesiyashmi Levakesh. What happens if the body, Rachmanu Litzlan, was removed and taken by a Chaya, by a wild animal, Rachmanu Litzlan, one might say, Bismanazet, taken by an enemy, and they give up hope from getting the body back on Shabbos? That's when Avelus starts. They tried to get it back up until a certain amount of time, and Shabbos is when they gave up, and right when there's Yeush from burying, so that's when Avelus is chal, so Avelus could start on Shabbos in that case. V'tani came, and there were Raisa supports that, Harei Misha Garato Chaya, Meimasei Modin Lo, Misha Nisyashu Milavakesh, when they stopped searching for the body, Matsasu Evarim Evarim Monin Lo, Misha Yimsa Rosh of Rubo. What if they find parts of the body? So as long as they find the head or most of the body, and then they bury it, that's just a side halachas, so that's when Avelus would start. You don't have to find every missing one tiny little aver of the body. That's not ma'akev, the Avelus from starting. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hashizra, Vagogolus, Rubo. Then for the spine and the skull. Okay, detail on that. Number one. So number one, when can Avelus start? If you're Nisiais Milakavra, Milavakish, the Shabbos with Omer Rabbi Avun, Tiftar Shinista Magolo, Erev Shabbos, Imchashecha. What happens if the second, it was the person died and the Kfir happened the second before Shabbos and so really the Kfir really ended on Shabbos. Ended on Shabbos. A Jew is finishing the Kfir. Right, to bury someone, digging is the malacha of choresh and covering and muksa. So heich efshar, how is that possible? So it's late on Friday. Amar vacha tiftar shesas mogai. the goy finished the job. The goy finished the job. There's no iser for a goy to take part in the kfura. Generally not. Generally we try to do it ourselves. But if a guy does it, and it must be, the Mefarshim point out that the guy wasn't told, he wasn't commanded on Shabbos, right? One might say that he did it himself, or we told him to do it whenever he does it, but it ended up that he did it on Shabbos. Or maybe it's this halacha, it's Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos, right? The Mishnah says any Bein Hashmashos, Amir La'akam, Amakam Bein Hashmashos might have flexibility. Right, so therefore, that's number two. So it was very close to Shabbos, and a goy finished it. So Stivus Hagolel again happened on Shabbos, and their avelos could happen start on Shabbos. Number two, number three, Vistabay Meimar Shabbos Lo Shmuel Krova B'Shabbos. What if a person has a Shmuel Krova? Person comes back from a trip, and he hears that within the last 30 days his relative has died, and therefore there's regular shiva from that Shmua Karova, and that happened on Shabbos, and again, that starts the Avelos on Shabbos. So those three. So Rabbi Ami, Havile, Uvda, Vigila. So now, the Gemara gets into the Sugya of Mixas Hayom Kikulo. So Rabbi Ami, Havile, Uvda, Rabbi Ami once had something. That means he lost a relative. Vigila, Yom Shloshim, the Echad. When did he take a haircut? On day 31. Day 31. Meaning, he did not hold to the principle of Mixas Hayom Kikulo. Right, we definitely hold of it at the beginning of the Avelis, right? Day, whenever somebody has Avelis, start, so even if it's 2 hours left to the day, that's day one. The next day is day two. But he then waited till day 31. Rabbi, another, Rabbi, this is not Rabbi Danasi, but another Rabbi, Havele Uvda Vigilkim Shoshim Echad also. Am Rabbi Zrikan Min Masisan Yalafla Rabbi Ami. Maybe Rabbi Ami and this other rabbi, he learned it from the following Mishnah. That seems to say that you don't hold a mixas yom kakulo. The Tanina Nataman, we learned in Mesechas Nazir, Bishanazar Shtein Nazirios. If somebody is no there, Shtein Nazirios, one after another, 30 days and 30 days. So, and as we know, part of the Tahara process of a Nazir, he's not allowed to cut his hair the whole time he's a Nazir, but at the end of the Naziris, he cuts his hair, and he throws the hair under the pot of the burning Shlamim, the Zerah B'Shela. So Bishanazar Shtein Nazirios V'Galeach, Zerishona Yom Shloshim Ve'Echa. When is he going to get a haircut? Day 31. Day 31 he gets a haircut. Fine. That shows he doesn't own the big Sibra Kulo. And then on day 31, he counts it as day 1, because he starts his next Nazirus. And therefore, Ve'Sashnir Yom Shishim Ve'Echad. So he gets his second haircut on day 31. So you see from that Mishnah that you don't own the big Sibra Kulo. So the Gemara here, we have to add in a line. We have to add in a line that doesn't appear in our Gemara. If you look in the Karban Eida, the Karban Eida says, Hachi Yarsin on Ema Seifa, but look at the next part of that Mishnah. V'im Gilach Yom Lamed Yatza. If you did get a haircut, if the Nazir got a haircut on day 30, that's okay. He can start counting on day 30, and then maybe, you know, get a second haircut on day 60. So you see from there, you do all the mixity of Kakula. So the Gemara says, Amar Yosi, Taman L'Sha'avar V'Hacha B'Tchila. Maybe there's a difference between Lechadchila and B'diavad. Lechadchila is the ratio of the Mishnah. Lechadchila, we don't hold the Mixi of Kakulo. B'diavad, we hold the Mixi of Kakulo, and that's the Seifa B'diavad if it was done. Rabbi Yirmiya, Hoi the Rabbi Yitzchak Atushaya, Vistami the Rabbi Chia, Bered the Rabbi Yitzchak Atushaya. Rabbi Yirmiya gave this psak, Legalech, Yom Shloshim. He gave the psak Lechadchila. No, even Lechadchila, you can get a haircut on day 30 and hold the Mixi Yom Kakulo when it comes to Avelos. Where did you get that from? Min Masnisan, from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Shmonas Yamim Kodem LaRegel. The eighth day. If the eighth day of Avelos is on Erev Yantif, that's it. That's it. If the eighth day didn't end before Yantif, Balam and Exer Shloshim. As long as you had the eighth day start on, right, that means you had Shloshim before, meaning you had Shloshim, the day didn't end until before Yantif. So, but it says, the Xerah, you could, Balam and Exer Shloshim, and you ought to get a haircut. You ought to shave on Erev Yantif. So, Hishmini Hishloshim. Don't we say the same thing? The eighth day of Shloshim, being Erev Yantif, and the 30th day of, the 30th day of Avelos in general, we're comparing the two. So just like you say Mixi Yom Kakulo on the Chag, you should say Mixi Yom Kakulo on day 30 always. Isn't that true? And don't we learn that from the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, maybe not. The Mishnah might not be a Raya. Amar Rav Yosef Shan Yehi, Taman, Shibnei Kavad HaRegel Itiru. Maybe you cannot compare the eighth day of Shloshim before Yantif and the 30th day, in general. Because the eighth day, that's not because of Mixi Yom Kakulo. That's because we have more flexibility because it's Yantif. Because it's Yantif will allow him to, have certain hetera beforehand. Teda l'choshukin, I'll prove it to you that there's a difference between day eight. That's because of kavan yantiv, not stam mixing gula. Dam Rabbi Chelba, Rav Chuna, b'shem Rav. Because what about the case we said earlier? Chal yom shmini shalolias b'Shabbes. What if day eight is on Shabbos erev yantiv? What's the halacha? What did Rav say? Megaliach erev Shabbos. You got to get a haircut on erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. That's not mixing gula, right? That's the day before. That's day seven. So itemar shalom ebnei regali tiru. So if you're telling me that, oh, this is pure mixes of gakulo, it's not because of kavod regal. So then meyata afilu chal yom shloshim shalolios b'shabbos b'galeach erev Shabbos. So then why wouldn't you say that, oh, if day 30 is regular, if day 30 ever falls out on Shabbos, you should be able to get a haircut on erev Shabbos, on day 29. But if you're comparing, if you're saying they're exactly the same, and that's not true. That's not true. So don't compare day 8 before Yantif and day 30. The day 8 before Yantif, the reason you're allowed to get a haircut then is because of Kavod Yantif. And that's why even if it's Shabbos, you can bump it up even another day to Friday. But but maybe you don't see mixing of Gakulo, when you have a regular day of a Shloshim. So that's what the Gemara says at this point. Rav Yosa says, don't compare the two. Maybe you don't say Mixas and Yom Kukulo. And the Gemara brings another Raya. Rav Yosa says, Vod Ben Adah. Also from the following, I'll prove to you. This Braisa from Maseches Machas. Vod Ben Adah de Tanya. See another Raya that Yom Shloshim should be all us, so you don't say Mixas and Yom Kukulo. I'll call a Mesim on all Mesim, meaning besides a father and a mother. I'll call a Mesim who Shola Lachar Shiva. You know, there's a mitzvah of Kriya, as we said. So, sholel means sewing it together in a very rudimentary way, not fully. I'll call a Mesim who Shola Lachar Shiva. After Shiva, you can ready, like, put a few stitches in. Uba Acha Lachar Shloshim. And after Shloshim, he's able to sew it back up, totally. So says the Gemara, why do you have to do that on day 7? And after Shiva and after Shloshim, Vishlo Yom Shiva V'yacha Yom Shloshim, when you do a day 7 or day 30, if you hold a mixing of Gakulo, so you see that this Brisa, as well as our Mishnah, sounds like, you don't, actually not our Mishnah, the Rav, sounds like you don't see mixing of Gakulo. So I'm Reb Chagai, do you have a Shmaitza Kev, a Shmaitza Kev? So we have the sources that go to this side, the sources that go to that side. We have some sources that say mixing with gula by shloshim and some not. So this line is a kilo, what the Bavli says once in a while, very, very rarely, but it says it in Brachas on the fourth parak. Da'avid kamar avid, da'avid kamar avid. Right? If you do it, great. If not, not. But that's what he means by this. The avish bites okay, which bites okay. Tani, the Gemara says, zu divrei abishaul. So this is quoting from the, relating to the one that's Makel, this Abishal holds Mixi of Gakulo were Makel by Shiva and by Shloshim. Shiva and by Shloshim. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Rabbi Yevo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Abishal. We pass it like Abishal, v'tani kin halacha k'dvarav. And we also have a bracelet that says the halacha is like Abishal. And that is what we hold. We hold Mixi of Gakulo both by Shiva and by Shloshim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Yaradeya, again, Hilchos Avelos, Shin Sadi Hey, Shin Sadi Hey. You know what that siman is called? Mixas Yom Hashiva Vashloshim Kekulo. That's the name of the siman. That's the title. Kivan Shamdu Menachemim Me'etzala Avel B'Yom Shvi. Once the Menachemim get up, right, the people came to pay a Shiva call. Let's say the seventh day, they daven Shacharis, they sit down for a few minutes. Once the Menachemim get up, Mutter Bekol Advarim Shosim Ein B'Toch Shiva. Everything's Mutter. To Mixas Yom Kekulo. Loshna Mixas Yom Shvi'i. Loshna mixas yom shloshim. Kivan shahaneitz hachama b'yom shloshim batlu mimenu gezeiras shloshim. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Rama ubimedinas elu shein ha-menachemim regin lavo b'yom shiva. If there are no menachemim there, tzorch lahamtin ad sha'a shirigilim ha-menachemim lavo b'shar yamim. Until the time that menachemim usually come, dahainu lachar yitzim imeitz ha-knesses shirigilim lavo menachemim. Kein nire li. Delo kemo shirigilim lahamtin sha'a al hayom. Don't wait an hour. Wait till the people used to come. Okay, so Shiva and Shloshim have Mixas Yom Kekulo. What's interesting is that the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, you don't say Mixas Yom Kekulo by Yud Beis Chodesh. You don't say the last day of Avelos of the year for a parent, Mixas Yom Kekulo. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Mi shemeis aviv o imo barosh chodesh nisan lo amrinan b'chavtes ba'adar shel ha'acharav Mixas Yom Kekulo. Right? Why is that? So why do you say Mixiyim Kekula when it comes to Shiva and Shloshim, but you don't say it when it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh? So the Taz here says, you say, quoting from the Trumas Hadeshen, Mixas Hayom Kekulo is whenever you're counting days. Shiva is a counting units of days, and Shloshim is counting units of days. So that's when you say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. But for the year, you're counting units of months, not units of days. So what do you say? Mixas HaChodesh Kekulo? Right? You do one day is, you don't say that. You only say Mixas HaYom. The principle only applies where you're counting units of days. That's what the Taz says. So Kol Shetali B'Minyan Yomim, Marmina Mixas HaYom Achron Kekulo. Mashen Kei B'Yavelo, Shetali B'Yud Beis Chodesh, B'Chol Duchte. V'Yim Kein, Im Tomar Mixas Kekulo, Lo Yitzarech Lizabal Raksas V'Yachodesh HaAchron V'Zevadai Einu. That's not. Rav Soloveitchik had a different shot. Rav Soloveitchik felt that you only count Mixiyim Kekulo 2 points. You need 2 ingredients. Number one, when it's a malos, which means it's a personal counting. You don't say, some achronim say, why don't you say Kekulo for Shabbos or for Yontif? Right? Tisha B'Av. You don't say Mixiyim Kekulo when it's a calendaric day. Only when it's a personal count. Number one. And number two, only when there is a positive nihug. When you need to do something. When you need to do something, say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. By a Zava, there's a Bedika that she does for Shiva Nekiyim. By Nida, you don't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. You have to wait all the whole 7 days before you go to the Mikvah. Zava, yeah, Mixas Hayom Kekulo. So that's how the Rav is Bechal between Nida and Zava. But by Avelus, he suggests Shiva and Shloshim have positive Nihugim. By Yud Beis Chodesh is just Isurim. There's no positive Nihugim. And therefore, maybe that's another reason why you wouldn't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo by Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ba B'Shem Rav Divrei Abishol Bein B'Yamin Bein Gzeres Batlu. When we say that Yontif breaks Shiva, it's the days of Shloshim, the days of Shloshim and the Gzeres of Shloshim. What does that mean? We'll see. Aval Divrei Chachamim, the Chachamim say, flip the words, Gzeres Batlu Yamin Lo Batlu. The Gzeres of Shloshim is Batel, but not the Yamin. What does that mean? Ma B'Nehon, what's going on here? Rav Chuna Amar, Erev HaRegel B'Nehon. The nafkamina is, what happens if Erev HaRegel, if he didn't take a haircut on Erev Yontif, this person whose shloshim was basically cut by Yontif. So, according to the Chachamim, Im Gilech Erev HaRegel, Yigalech HaRegel. According to the Chachamim, who say that Gezer is Batlu, Yom is Lo Batlu, the Chachamim say, no, if you got a haircut on Erev HaRegel, then you did something to show that shloshim is over, so it does not continue afterwards. Yigalech HaRegel. Im Lo Gilech Erev HaRegel, if you didn't though, if you didn't get a haircut beforehand, then you cannot get one afterwards. Why? Because yamim lo butlu. If he didn't act and be mevatel the gzera, it's reinstated. That's the chachamim. Abishaul switched that gear. Abishaul amar, no. Abishlo gilach ever regel lechach regel. Shloshim is over. And therefore, even if you didn't get a haircut before the regel, you can get one after. Rav Elazar, Hori L'Rav Shimon Bar Ba, Balagal Yachach HaRegel, V'lo Yadin, so Rav Elazar Paskin L'Kula, V'lo Yadin, we weren't sure, Yikahad the Dabashol, is it because of the Abishol who was Mekel, Yikahad the Rabban and Debre Yakol, or does he hold like the previous line of Mixer Yom Kekulo, according to everybody, period. Rav Elazar, Hori L'Rav Shimon Bar Ba, Yipaskin HaRegel, Ola L'Minyan Shloshim. If a person buries on regel, on Yantif, it counts towards Shloshim. Right. After all, there are some nihugi shloshim on Yontif, right? You don't do laundry and shaving. So shloshim really could start already on Yontif. Shiva doesn't start because they do give Shiva don't start, but shloshim could start. So Rav Yossi, Ashkechon, Tlasin, Kodim l'Shiva. You could have a case where shloshim is starting before Shiva. Unusual. Hakover is based on shloshim yamim kodim regel, but the benegzir is Shiva. Right. What did the Mishnah say? If you have at least 3 days before Yontif, Shiva's gone. Lo amar ela shlosha. It's only if you had 3 hashnayim lo. It's not like for the Mishnah. If you only had 2 days of Shiva, it does not wipe out Shiva. Hada dat amar beit olavein atzmo. This is only regarding, if by himself. If he's by himself, aval harabim, that's the rules of, that the Shiva would continue afterwards. Aval harabim, but regarding nichum aveilim, inaram is asking him, Rabim, you don't do nichum aveilim afterwards. Regarding that, Shiva, is not going to do Shiva, can continue personally, but not for Nichum of others. Vatardi Kenan, the Brisa also says, HaKover is Bezer Shalosh Yom Kadabot HaRegel, Mona Shiva Lach HaRegel. If somebody buries their dead on Yantif, you count Shiva after Yantif. Arba'a yamim harishonim, Rabbi Misaskimbo. The first 4 days, we're flipping these two words, the first 4 days, there's still nicham avelim, shloshi yam achronim eran misaskimbo. So you see from there that the shiva kind of is the start of the count, during Yantif. And also regarding some other halachas, the latter days have more of a kula. Period. Okay, we'll have to see what more about what that means, and halacha lamaisa, and what the next line means, laharos lopanim, we'll have to see as we continue here in the last parak of Mesechus Barakata, and we're getting into the last week of Seder Moed.